I'm Bill Wheelhouse. We're going to see some work to the south of President Lincoln's home in Springfield. Tim Landis, business editor at the State Journal Register, joins us. Tim, a forum coming up Thursday to discuss a beautification effort for part of Mr. Lincoln's neighborhood.
This is the block just south of the Lincoln Home National Historic Site. Most of the homes in there, Bill, are from the Lincoln era. We're talking during our visit down there last week, homes of 120, 140 years of age. And unfortunately, they have not been taken care of for the most part over the last 20 years, with a couple of exceptions. So what is happening Thursday is the city of Springfield is outlining plans, about $600,000 worth of beautification. Now, this will include period lights, sidewalk work, some street work, landscaping, and tree planting. It's going to look somewhat like what you already see along Capitol Avenue. And one of the things, if you you talk to people who live there, there's more than 200,000 people a year go through the Lincoln Home. Last year was about 240,000. Very seldom do any of them cross Edward Street out of the park. And there's a reason for that. It just is not all that inviting. So that's one of the things they're trying to upgrade here. And Tony Libri, who are most recently the circuit clerk in Sangamon County, has purchased four homes in that neighborhood. Two of them have been remodeled already, and he's working on two others. So there's some private efforts underway to improve that area as well.
Also, moving a few blocks over downtown, there's an effort to bring some apartments and condos to the downtown area.
It's something we've all been talking about for several years now, well, really since 2012 and the Sustainable Design Assessment Team report. You'll remember a group of consultants came in from across the country, and the top thing they said is that is needed downtown is more housing. So what we did is take a look at what is either under construction, just completed, or in the planning in that downtown area. And it comes to about 200 apartments, Bill. And so far, what we've seen, the ones that have been completed, they've been rented well before they're finished, and typically in a range of $900 to $1,100 a month. So developers are betting that demand is still out there.
You've been taking a look at some of the housing stats for more than the first quarter of the year, first few months of the year, and sales are up in the Springfield area.
They were up for the fourth month in a row in April. The way the president of the Capital Area Realtors, Mike Buescher, described this was it's not a spectacular increase, but it's been steady. April was up a little over 11% from March. The median price was up about 1.25%. They're foreseeing that kind of growth over the next few months, perhaps into the fall. One of the things that he mentioned, this is his theory, is that after a few months of the Rauner administration, state employees are feeling better about their employment prospects. Apparently, things have kind of settled in, and they're looking for that kind of growth for the next few months.
Tim Landis, read what he's working on daily in the SJR.